Hello, my name's Professor Tony Claydon, and I've spent quite a bit of time working on the politics of the later Stuart period in England. And so I hope I'm a good person to talk about the changing role and function of Parliament in the late Stuart period. I think this topic contains a considerable irony. Between the Restoration and Queen Anne's reign, the role and functions of Parliament did change quite profoundly, but that was not the result, I would argue, of demands by parliamentarians themselves for a huge change in their functions. Parliamentarians in the late Stuart period have, I think, a nostalgic and conservative view of what their role in the polity is, a view that dated back to the ideal role of Parliament in the Tudor and early Stuart period before the Civil War. Whenever they were asked to settle the role of Parliament in the series of political crises, which I'll briefly cover later in this talk, they went back to that nostalgic role. And the changes that did occur late in the period we'll be looking at under William III occurred not as a result of their own demands, but because of external factors. Remarkably, in fact, it was the vision of a particular king imposing a new, larger role on the legislature, which I think really accounts for the changes in this period.